Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2012. We remember St. John Newman, Bishop of Philadelphia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate another U.S. saint. We have St. John Newman, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia. He was born in 1811 in Bohemia to Czech and German parents, and he applied and studied seminary in the local area, but the bishop had too many priests and refused him ordination. Might we have that same problem? So St. John Newman then emigrated to the United States, where he was ordained in New York City. He later joined the Redemptorists and worked in the Pittsburgh area and became the Redemptorist provincial, so head of all the religious men and women in the United States or in North America. And he was very good with languages. So this time in our church's history in the United States was a huge waves of Catholic immigrants coming to the States. So many, and in so many different language groups, that one historian says there was a new parish opening every month, up and down the coast. A new parish every month, and a new school. And John Newman was very successful at starting the thriving Catholic school system in the Philadelphia area. He founded a teaching order of religious sisters in order to accomplish that, and he also brought the 40-hour devotion to the United States for the first time. One biographer says, exhausted from all of his efforts, he collapsed on January 5th, 1860, having made a good progress at establishing the Catholic Church here in America. And so we have some pretty saintly school founders and foundresses in John Newman today and Elizabeth Ann Seton yesterday. What does it mean to have a parochial school? I don't think we'll ever have one here in Petersburg. But in those other cities where there were more children, they had a parochial school with every parish. Partly it was because Catholics were tremendously discriminated against in other schools, and places where they could get work. Partly was in their own language group. There'd be an Italian school or a Polish school or a German school. Partly it was because they felt that the regular school system wasn't meeting their needs. There was no public school for free at the time. And so you had some private tutors or you had some one-room schoolhouses. But in the bigger cities, the poor were on their own for education. And the Catholics really stepped up and would educate anyone. Anyone was welcome to come to the school. Catholic education has made a huge mark on our country, changing the way we see the world, changing the way our leaders lead, at least up until recent decades. All of them have been through the Catholic school system. Pretty amazing. In today's gospel, we have this most amazing scene. We have Jesus saying, well, let's go to Galilee. It's like, where shall we go now? Off to Galilee he goes. He meets Philip, who's also friends with Peter and Andrew. And Philip goes and finds Nathanael. Now, I see Nathanael hanging out under the fig tree. Now, if you've ever seen a fig tree in all of its sunny summer leafed outness, they're huge. There's actually one in Santa Barbara that they deviated the freeway around because it was planted in 1811. Brought over by the Spanish missionaries. There's this huge fig tree in Santa Barbara, and the highway goes around it. And the interstate highway goes around this fig tree, but it's huge. It's like, you know, as big as this church, wide, with leaves. And it was very dark, wonderful, cool shade under there. And so I see Philip retreating to the shade of the fig tree and praying, right? Yahweh, send us someone. Send us someone who will set us free. Yahweh, be with us. Now we're not in exile, but we're certainly feeling the brunt of Roman rule. Right? They were like occupied Afghanistan or Iraq with a foreign power controlling everything, the Romans. And there's Nathanael under the tree in prayer. So when Jesus says, look, this one, there's no duplicity in him. He knows exactly what he needs. He knows exactly what he wants. He's been looking forward to the Savior. It's no small jump then for Nathanael to realize Jesus is the answer to his prayer. Do we let Jesus be the answer to our questions? Do we let Jesus be the answer to our prayers? Because Jesus is the solution to every single possible problem. Whether it's physics or math, Jesus is the answer. Whether it's social status or economics, Jesus is the answer. Not just in the areas of faith and morals. We need to let Jesus' influence expand out like that huge, huge fig tree and cast his broad, leafy shadow on all of our life.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.